was a wild colonial boy, Jack Donahue by name. Of poor but honest parents, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's dearest hope and his mother's pride and joy. So fondly did his parents love their wild colonial boy. So ride with me, my hearties, and we'll cross the mountain high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander through the valleys and gallop o'er the plain, for we scorn to live in slavery, bound down with iron chains. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his father's home, a convict to Australia, across the seas to Rome. They put him in the iron gang in the government employ, but ne'er an iron on earth could hold the wild colonial boy. So ride with me, my hearties, and we'll cross the mountain high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander through the valleys and gallop o'er the plain, for we scorn to live in slavery, bound down with iron chains. And when they sentenced him to hang, to end his wild career, with a loud shout of defiance, old Donahue broke clear. He robbed of his wealthy squatters, their stock he did destroy, but never a trap in the land could hold the wild colonial boy. So ride with me, my hearties, and we'll cross the mountain. One summer's afternoon, well, little was his notion his death was near so soon, when a sergeant of the horse police discharged his carabine, and he called aloud on Donahue to fight or to resign. Resign to you, you cowardly dog, a thing I ne'er will do. For I'd fight this night with all my might, for I'd bold Jack Donahue. I'd rather roam these hills and dales like a wolf or a kangaroo than work one hour for your government, cried bold Jack Donahue. He fought 6 rounds with the horse police until the fatal ball, which pierced his heart with cruel smart, caused Donahue to fall. And as he closed his mournful eyes and he bade the world adieu, saying, convicts all, pray for the soul